Since September 11th, more Navy pilots have decided to stay in the military rather than switch to civilian aviation jobs. Part of the reason is a renewed sense of purpose and patriotism, but a sluggish economy also is making the decision easier. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Russell Lewis reports.
At the North Island Naval Air Station in Coronado, a pilot of Squadron VS-41 is suiting up for a training flight. Wearing a green flight suit and white helmet, he heads out to the flight line to inspect his plane, an S-3 Viking. Squeezing into the cramped cockpit, the pilot straps in and prepares to start the engines of the air-to-air refueling plane.
Okay, here we go.
As the engines prepare to spool up, the four-member crew works methodically, following checklists to ensure everything is working properly. The Navy invests more than $1 million to train each of its pilots. Once they complete flight school, they're required to stay in the military for at least 8 years. Historically, many pilots leave the Navy after that for civilian flying jobs, which offer better pay and less time away from their families. But with the war on terrorism ongoing, more pilots are staying with the Navy. Only 68 have resigned this fiscal year, half as many as last year. And since September 11th, 94 aviators have pulled their resignation requests, including Lieutenant Commander Michael Angelopoulos, a Viking pilot.
Now it seems to be more real with a threat to our country. To me, it makes it easier for me to stay, and it makes it easier for the sacrifices when I'm gone for my family, my wife, and my kids. It makes it easier to accept.
Angelopoulos and other aviators are staying in the Navy at the highest rate in a dozen years. The 33-year-old is married with 2 children. His wife has a high-paying job with a San Diego law firm, and he planned to be a stay-at-home dad. Now he's changed his mind.
Being Mr. Mom's a good job, but I just couldn't justify doing it. My son's 8 years old, and he kind of understood the attack, understood the threat. And I didn't want to be 10 years from now looking back saying, hey, Dad, isn't that when you got out of the Navy? So that's really what it boiled down to for me.
But other pilots are staying in the military because civilian airline jobs are suddenly hard to come by. After September 11th, airlines cut back flights and furloughed thousands of pilots. Some economists predict it will be another 2 years before airlines return to pre-9/11 levels. John Heimlich is the director of economic research at the Air Transport Association, an aviation trade group.
I can certainly understand with the workforce reductions and the general economic outlook for our industry that they're better off considering the promise of the military.
That economic uncertainty is now working to the Navy's advantage. To make staying in the Navy even more attractive, the military has increased a slew of benefits in the last year, including a housing allowance, a savings plan, and beginning this summer, a graduate education program. Pilots will be allowed to get an executive MBA for free. At the same time, the military has increased basic pay. Captain Joe Willis is the personnel officer of the Pacific Naval Air Force.
When we go into war like we are today, we need that experience. And you only get that by deploying, and we can't afford to lose that experience base as we grow new leaders.
Leaders like Lieutenant Commander Christopher Cruz, another Viking instructor pilot. He was considering joining the FBI, but September 11th changed his mind.
Yeah, there was a lot of tossing and turning for me personally to leave the Navy, and ever since I pulled my resignation letter, it's been the greatest sleep I've had in quite a while. No restlessness, nothing. I haven't looked back. It's been great. This is knowing in a span of a couple of weeks here, I'm going to be out to sea myself on my next 6-month cruise away from the family. But the sense of purpose really changes things, really changes perspective.
Cruz's sense of purpose is on a personal level, too. A college classmate was one of 189 people killed in the Pentagon on September 11th. Enhanced benefits aside, he says he wanted to remain in the military to honor his fallen friend. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.